Time to talk women's basketball with Buena Vista University head coach Janet Berry, the five-time Iowa Conference Coach of the Year, her 23rd season at the helm. And here we go, tipping off the Iowa Conference schedule Wednesday night. But Janet, take me back to the weekend now. St. Joseph, Minnesota, you took on two tough teams. You finished on a nice note with a solid win on Sunday.
Yeah, it was a long day on Saturday. I'm going to attribute maybe that long bus ride to we just came out and just did not shoot it well on Saturday. I guess, you know, the MIAC teams are good, and this is an upper echelon Concordia team. It has great tradition. And, you know, we couldn't get the ball to drop, and we struggled defensively. At least in the second half, we rallied a little bit and finished on a stronger note. Then we had a lot of soul searching that night. Dana Christian and I, you know, really looked at our lineup, said what changes could we make. We met with our team, we challenged them. We came back the next morning, had a good shoot around. We changed our starting lineup, and then actually they came out and shot the lights out in the first half and went 8 for 10 from the arc. But we didn't panic, which was good, and you know we rallied in the second half, had just a great second half, and got a 10-point victory on the road against a very good St. Ben's team.
Yeah, 74-64, you outscored them 19-6 in that third quarter.
We did, and you know I always, you know, if you can take that punch and they went 8 for 10 from the arc, and you're still, you know, we were only 6 points down, I knew they couldn't maintain that pace, and so. You know, we felt really good going into halftime because we were just playing so much better. And then the second half, we went out and we held them for a very long time. I think they ended up only making one, you know, basket in the third quarter, and that was just huge for us. And so then they started to panic a little bit, and we just kept attacking. And it was one of those things where I thought it was just a really great balanced attack. But Jasmine Flynn really had a stellar night. And excuse me, was just consistently wanting the ball. She scored it. She was solid defensively, and we needed her to do that.
Yeah, 11 of 17, 23 points, a team best. Also had 8 boards for you, and not bad for Jordan Tynes when you make every shot you put up.
Yeah, and Jordan, too, was somebody, and, you know, she got buckets when it was really critical times, too, and Jordan's kind of a slasher, and she was able to get a couple back cuts on him. She made some 8-footers and, you know, got her first start, and really another kid who just looks very, very solid out there.
How about another, you say, a start? Morgan Mulbauer gets a start Sunday and played well.
Yeah, Morgan got a career high on Saturday with 12 points, and then she came out yesterday, and we felt, you know, Morgan is a very accomplished high school player. We just felt, you know, we needed to get her on the floor even more, gave her the start. And, you know, she only had 7 points, but she made some really critical passes. She was able to suck some defense to her. She found her open other post players and really played solid. I don't think she had a turnover. She got some key boards for us. You know, she's a pretty cool customer. She doesn't get rattled easy. And, you know, we called her number in a couple critical times, and she delivered.
Yeah, 27 minutes of PT, 7 points, 7 boards, 4 assists, 3 steals. And as you alluded to, Coach, no turnovers. So you're now 6-5, Janet. We get together on a Monday. You have a couple days to prepare now for this Simpson team that comes to town Wednesday night.
Yeah, we talked about it on our bus ride home yesterday, which, by the way, we had satellite TV, so we got to watch the Vikings game, so it was the perfect day yesterday. And we said, you know, and it has been. This is the toughest non-conference schedule we've played in a very, very long time. We took on 4 MIAC schools, and they were the top 4 in their league. And we only got 1 win, but we competed, with the exception of Concordia, with all the other ones. And so Northwestern, who we beat out of St. Paul, they only have, I think, 2 losses on the year. So we have some Grandview is another quality win for us. So we had some really quality wins. So we talked about that on the bus ride home and really want to get in a mindset going into conference. But as you know, the Iowa Conference is just, it's tough in women's basketball, top to bottom. And Simpson has been a perennial power for years. And Brian Nemeth is just an awesome coach. And so we're going to knock heads again on Wednesday, and you got 2 teams that are going to really look to get off to a good start in the Iowa Conference.
Janet, we need to mention, if you can take a minute now, some changes in women's basketball as far as no longer halves of 20 minutes. You have four quarters of 10 minutes each and some rule changes. Let's hear some information.
Yeah, so four quarters. I know some people come in and they'll think there's something wrong, you know, that they put the wrong amount of time on the clock. We have gone to 10-minute quarters, which I have to say I'm not quite sold on that yesterday, although in the game yesterday, this is where it does change the game. At the end of the first quarter and at the end of the third quarter, we both scored big buckets. And out of those, then we scored those big buckets right at the buzzers, and then we came out and we had the ball again. So it's kind of like, you know, the New England Patriots, they always try to, you know, defer, score at the end of the half and get the ball right back. And so that's kind of how it feels. And so I don't necessarily really like that. But it has changed the game. We've also gone to where at the end of the game, you can advance the ball, like in the NBA. So in under a minute, you call timeout, you can choose to advance the ball to your end of the court. That has only come into play in a couple games of ours, but it definitely makes you're going to be able to have some looks with 2 seconds to go. It definitely changes that. Another thing that, again, is a real adjustment is to after five fouls in each quarter, you get two shots. There's no one-and-one anymore in women's basketball. So you foul five times in the quarter, and that team, when they go to the line, they get two shots. And that can also make a huge difference in the game.
Any reason for these changes?
Not that I know. I know there's people that are on these rules committee, they study these things, and the whole purpose was, the rationale was, is to try to speed up the game of women's basketball on the flow, because especially at the Division I level, they just felt with all the media timeouts, there was no flow to the game. And so these quarter breaks have kind of taken away some media timeouts. Yeah. Well, we never played with media timeouts. Mm-hmm. So, and what's ironic is that they want to improve the flow, but what we've actually found is that most of our games now last longer. They actually last about 10 minutes longer because of the quarters. And so we're all adjusting to it. You know, the feedback I've gotten, nobody's a huge fan of it. So I'm not sure where it will go from here.
Okay. I love the change, though. I mean, can you imagine if you're up or down 1 point with 2 seconds to go, and instead of going the full length, you get it at half court? Does that make you think of any new half court plays, maybe?
Absolutely. Yeah. I've spent some time, and what I did was watch a lot of NBA plays because they, you know, that's what they do, and they run some good stuff. So we have a couple.
Sure.
We got a couple plays stashed that, you know, we'll only pull out in those situations, but. It definitely changes, you know, what you can do in those situations. And that was the purpose of it, to make the game a little more exciting. Mm-hmm. And it also was nice, though, even if you have the lead and you can call it and bring the ball up, and so now teams can't press you either. Mm-hmm. So there is an advantage to that as well, and we've utilized that rule.
Janet, thanks for the information and the visit here on a Monday as we get prepared for Simpson Wednesday night. Good luck to you and the Beavers.
Thanks a lot.
Coach Barry visiting with us here at StormLakeRadio.com as well as 97.5 KBVU The Edge.